The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade. Are you? And the former editor?
Yeah, okay. Yes, I am.
So you healthfully correspond for Parade and the former editor of Money, which this we know for sure, and George Magazines, that we know for sure. Plus a senior advisor to healthcare.com, or as I like to say, the senior advisor to
I am the most senior. But I am the most senior in just about any gathering these days. So, yes, I am a senior advisor.
Right. But we're going to call it, just before we start on testing, we're going to call senior as in experienced.
Yes. Okay. I'm extremely experienced.
All right.
So, look, we're just going to continue the saga about this, our kick in the head COVID Christmas. So many other families have the same experience. But, look, it's finally over. As I've reported, Carol and I were surprised. I'd actually say we were shocked to test positive with an at-home test on Christmas Eve morning before we were going to gather, right? So we had no idea we were infected, and almost surely by this highly transmissible Omicron variant. Good riddance to that when it happens. In the positive test, obviously that canceled our Christmas and put it on ice. And then we called our doctor. We had guidance from him daily. And he just said, look, wait around and you've got COVID. Let's just wait around now and see if the flu-like symptoms develop. Well, they never did. Not even a sniffle. Carol did not even have a sniffle. So finally, last Sunday, this is more than 2 weeks past the test positive, our daughters and families, and we all gathered our three grandchildren. This is our postponed Christmas. We were very careful. Carol and I tested at home Saturday and Sunday morning before we got together, and a couple of the family members tested in the other room when they arrived because they hadn't gotten their PCR results yet, their lab results yet. So finally, all nine of us were negative and tested, and we ate Carol's roasted ham, which, by the way, is absolutely delicious. And we exchanged gifts around our still decorated, but I got to admit, I was a really droopy Christmas tree. But look, we made it our Christmas day, and we had a wonderful time. So after all that at-home testing, like so many others, we're running out of test kits. But finally, after weeks of waiting, two batches of tests came in that I had ordered online from Walmart and iHealth.com. They do have supplies, not every day, but you keep going there and looking for it, you can get some. But then it takes weeks for them to arrive. They finally arrived. So as our healthcare detective, what did we learn from this COVID testing muddle? Now, including, why did Carol and I rely only on at-home tests? We never went for an accurate swab test that's sent out to the lab. Never did that. It was all at home. So to understand that, you have to start with the arc of a typical coronavirus infection. Once the airborne virus has invaded your respiratory system, it takes a few days for the virus to cook inside you and cause flu-like symptoms. You don't feel sick immediately. It takes a couple of days. By day three or four, you're infectious, whether you have symptoms or not. And the virus peaks at around day five, and then it slowly recedes until you're no longer contagious. But that's roughly by day 10, maybe even day 11 or 12. So your bout with the coronavirus should be over within 2 weeks. Now, remember, that's the usual arc. You can feel nothing like Carol and I did. If we hadn't tested on Christmas Eve, we wouldn't have known we had the disease and that we were contagious danger to our family, which was about to gather. Or you could be one of the millions who get much sicker. Sadly, COVID is killing someone every minute of every day. So it's extremely important to grasp these two facts. First, with this highly infectious Omicron variant, everyone will be exposed to the virus. Everyone will be exposed. Second, your outcome will rest largely on your health and whether you've gotten two jabs or better yet, a third booster shot. The older and more vulnerable you are, the more you need that third booster shot. Carol and I are boosted. I'm sure that's why we felt nothing. We had no COVID virus. It broke through our immunity, but we did not feel sick. Getting vaccinated and boosted can increase your immunity over 40-fold. You developed a standing army of antibodies, plus these memory B cells and these warrior T cells, millions of them. And that army can kill off the virus before it gives you anything worse than a bad cold. But if you're not vaccinated, you have no ready army of trigger-happy B and T cells to stop the virus from attacking your kidneys or your heart and your lungs and leaving you gasping for breath, 17 times more likely to be hospitalized and more likely to stay sick for months, long COVID, or even worse. So, okay, Jill, any questions so far about the coronavirus itself or this variant Omicron?
What do they say on what do they say on the $60,000 pyramid? Next question.
Next question. Okay. Well, look, here's some good news. It appears that this Omicron variant is peaking here in the East. It's now heading into the Midwest. It's not gone. It's just peaking here, and the damage is done. I mean, the virus is everywhere. So, if it gets you, and more likely when it gets you, you want to detect it as early as possible to get medical help and also not to spread it to other people. So that brings us to testing. Now, as you know, there are two kinds of tests. There's the at-home test, and then there's this lab test. The at-home antigen test can detect the proteins produced by the virus in as little as 15 minutes. Now, that makes these rapid tests awfully convenient. You're at home and you get results in 15 minutes. You don't have to go out to and get swabbed and then wait for a lab to send you the results in days. But there are two big drawbacks. First, they're still hard to find in stores and online, as I said, though they're now covered by private insurance at around $12 each, so it's not going to cost you anything at the end of the day. And increasingly, they're being handed out for free at local governments, and soon the feds are going to hand them out too. Second, they're only up to 70% accurate, in some cases a lot less than 70%. If you don't have symptoms, still be careful with one test result at home. It's best to test a couple of tests, rapid tests. Do it day after day or at least 12 hours apart. Certainly do that before a large gathering, or to check after you know you've been exposed to someone with the virus. It's good to then take out your at-home test and check yourself. If you have symptoms and you test positive at home, figure that you have COVID. You got it. So isolate. Call your doctor for advice about testing again at home, or maybe that doctor will want you to go for a more accurate lab test, or like our doctor just says, okay, now wait at home and let's see what symptoms develop. Also, as your symptoms wane, you can test at home day after day. Now, Dr. Fauci, that's the top virus guy everybody knows, says three negative rapid results over 3 days are every bit as accurate as a lab test. So, Jill, there's an obvious question here. Why did Carol and I rely solely on the at-home test, and finally we decided we were safe enough to gather with our family rather than going for a free lab test to confirm that? Look, the lab tests detect the coronavirus itself 98% of the time. There are two reasons why we stuck with at home. The lines for the lab tests are still, at this point, they're called PCR tests, can still be hours long in this winter cold, and you got to wait days to get the result. But more importantly, while PCRs, these lab tests, are great at early detection, they can be too sensitive at the end of the infection. Studies show PCRs can read benign generic waste from the virus falsely as active contagious COVID. And that can go on for 4 weeks after the infection. That's up to day 83.
Can I just interject for one second?
Yeah, sure.
Because Rochelle Walensky, whatever her name is, when she went on ABC, it's actually 12 weeks.
Well, it can go on. Look, it depends how sick you got, how much virus actually got into your system. It can go on for months. Yes, that's absolutely. I think the day.
But let's think about it. And all I want to say, Right.
Yeah, day 83 is about the median in the test that I've seen.
Okay, but let's.
So it can go on for weeks.
But let's think, just stop for 1 second and think about mm-hmm. that. Because if you can test positive for something for up to, let's see, what day 83 is the median, let's just use that.
Yeah.
After you've been well for, what, like 73 of those days?
Yep.
Think about that.
Yeah,
for people.
That's why I think at the beginning, a PCR test is far more accurate than an at-home test, and you just do it once and you get results. At the end of the disease, after it's waned, you're probably better off, and I think CDC is saying this too, you're probably better off just relying on at-home tests. So based on that data, the CDC has drastically revised its guidance about isolating and how long and about testing. So look, I'm going to boil it down for you. From my research, from my interviews, this is my best advice. Stock up with at-home tests so you're ready for anything. Now, I've had some luck shopping online, as I said. It's kind of a pain, but Walmart, iHealth.com came through for me. Just go online and track down your tests. They'll come sooner or later. Then if you develop symptoms, stay home. Don't go to school, go to work, don't go to any larger gatherings, and get tested. If you test positive with a PCR or a couple of rapid tests, isolate for at least 5 days, including at least 24 hours after any fever drops below 100. If you don't have symptoms and are fully vaccinated, but you've just spent some time with someone who's contagious, be careful. Wear a quality N95 or KN95 mask around strangers and get tested 4 or 5 days after the exposure, after that virus has had a chance to cook and you actually are contagious. If you don't have symptoms, but you're not vaccinated and you get exposed, isolate immediately for 5 days. Don't take any chances and test on that fifth day to see where you are. So, Jill, any questions about my advice?
What's that thing that they say on the $60,000?
Yeah, they say next. Okay. Look, allow me to change subjects slightly. Allow me to add some words of praise for Lisa Carter. She's a superintendent at Connecticut's Region 1 schools. In the face of shortages and protests elsewhere, she's taken the very sensible approach of handing out her state allotment of rapid tests to all symptomatic students and staff, and keeping schools open, obviously. She told me this week that for now, she has all the rapid tests and the surgical masks she needs to keep the schools open and as safe as possible. Since January 4th, when everybody came back from the holidays, she's had 83 COVID cases among the region's 1,375 students and 445 staffers. That's a rate of around 4%. And mostly all of those cases have been mild, and apparently there hasn't been even one hospitalization. Now, she added this remarkable fact. From all she knows, there hasn't even been one in-school COVID infection in the past 2 years. She told me that this hasn't been an easy time. I mean, she's obviously very honest about that. This is no easy time. But she repeatedly thanked her staff, her teachers, the parents of Region 1 for their help and for their understanding over and over again. She's got a great team there, and it's working very well. So now, with effective vaccines for kids as young as 5 and boosters for kids 12 years and up, plus masks and contact tracing, look, I think Lisa Carter, her staff, and the parents in this region are doing all they can to keep the schools open and safe. And that's despite Omicron. It's peaking. We're going to get through this. So hats off to Lisa Carter and all the rest of us in this area that have done a very good job dealing with this disease.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in-store, and on my desk.